Hello everyone, welcome to another IT Career Talk. And today I have a young, very young Chief Technology Officer. But before we begin, please do hit that red subscribe button and notification bell. So my guest today is Mr. Zaid Tolentino. Good day, Zaid.
Hello, Rob.
So Zaid, let's start off by asking you to describe your role. What do you do, or you know, what's your responsibilities there at SingLife?
So SingLife, being a purely digital life insurance company, so it's powered mostly by technology, you know. Uh-huh. And as our CEO likes to describe it, tech is, you know, making all that we do in SingLife possible,
right?
Both on customer side and operations. And as CTO, I'm the one leading this group and responsible for the overall tech strategies, supporting the different subgroups. So as CTO here, the whole technology, I mean, wala na kaming different subgroups. It's under one group that really supports the digitalization initiative for SingLife.
Right, I see. No? And what are the skill sets, values that you bring in that position?
I think specifically in this industry, as a new guy coming in, fresh eyes, you know, looking from an outsider's point of view, you know, what can be done to disrupt the space. I guess as the younger CTO here, you could say I'm more of a risk taker than most.
Right.
And we do things differently than others in the industry. And siguro overall, what I bring is my years of experience with digitalization. Kasi I've been with, you know, innovative companies, like Globe, for example, QuadX. And those experiences, I guess, are what brought me to this position right now to disrupt the insurance space naman.
Right, no? And just a short sub question there is that how hard is it to move from one industry to another industry, no? Given, like you said, you're coming in with fresh eyes, but of course you have to understand also that industry.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Kasi like with digitalization, I mean, I remember yung role ko coming into different industries was a tech evangelist or a solutions architect. It doesn't matter kasi what industry you are. Digitalization is a common initiative. So coming into the insurance space, I don't think it was any different when I entered telco or logistics. Parang, I guess the difference lang siguro is it's more strict because it's a financial institution or financial services industry. But other than that, it's the same. Eh? I mean, it's the same APIs, the same technology that we're going to be using.
Right. So it seems like the foundations, no? Digitalization, foundations are generally the same. Maybe
yes.
At a later point na yung ano, parang vertical or the deepness, no? But in the beginning, it's regardless of industry, parang you have to lay that foundation.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
And as CTO, what tech stack, what scripting languages do you practice, both in Singtel and yourself personally?
Ako kasi I'm an AWS guy, parang as one of the AWS guys or pioneers in the Philippines, yun yung pinaka-forte ko and cloudifying solution. So I guess being an architect and yung tech stack ko is really React.js, Node.js. I do Python specifically for data engineering projects. So mostly architecture and designing solutions yung kind of what I bring into the group.
Right. And with digitization, being CTO, you have to bring in also some what you call fresh eyes. So that means sometimes fresh team, right? What's your hiring strategy? Do you look at things like certification, portfolio?
Mostly portfolio. I don't think. Actually, wala pa akong na-hire yata na may certification. Parang the team that I hired parang I base talaga on what they've done in the past, like their portfolio, like you said. So ano yung mga na-code mo na, ano yung mga projects that you've handled in the past. So yeah, it's mostly what you bring in, what you bring in or your experience. Certification to me is not as important as it used to be, I guess. Or probably it's just me, you know, at this level, it's not as important when you hire people with like 10 years of experience na.
Do you personally hold some of the certifications?
Yeah, I have an AWS architecture license, certification. I took one just for the sake of having one parang a year ago.
Right. Cool. I think for me naman, just to add to this, no, for our audience, I think certification, for me, it's always twofold. Certification potentially forces you to explore other solutions, no, parang things that you might not try out in your company, but you have to study for it because it's the best practice across the globe, no? Pero it doesn't have to be in, you have to apply it. So it just gives you an idea, parang forces you to think and get yourself updated. I think that's the value of certification for me. Also, ako as a CTO, I also see that hindi takot mag-exam. And not because I want them to have the certification, is I want them to be okay to fail, no? Yeah. I think yun yung ano ko din, because I think for me in IT, parang especially now you try something, it doesn't work, you can fix it pa rin, parang ganun, parang iterate, no? And parang certification for me is one knowledge iteration, no? But anyway, and just to, for our audience, no, just to give.
Oh yeah, yeah, sorry. I like that view. But you said twofold. You say, I think, yeah, if it beeps up your CV, then yeah, it's good. But you have to follow through. I mean, like you said, yes, you take definitely the exam para minsan just for the sake of having one. But the difference is the problem is when you apply it into exploring, for example, you give a false sense of kind of badge na, hey, I know this. And then when you get the job, for example, tapos hindi mo pala alam, you just took the exam kasi and you passed, tapos hindi mo alam how to do it. Parang yun yung naging common theme back, I think, in 2015. I know guys that did that. So I think, yeah, you can collect certifications, but as much as you can, you follow through, right? I mean, you do stuff there.
Speaking of follow through and practice, no, how does your team do remote work? Yeah, how do you feel about remote work?
Yeah, ako personally, I prefer working at home than in the office. Eh. So even before, talagang work from home yung habol ko, and that has been part of my negotiations, I think, since 2015. Kasi I get to do more at home, so. You know, when I was an engineer, I liked working at home, I liked working anywhere. So, when I started the team, ganun din yung binigay ko sa kanila, you know, the ability to work anywhere you want. Like, right now, I have guys in Tugigaraw, Bicol, so layo-layo. But yeah, it's virtual work naman eh, and everyone is doing sprints, so hindi siya naging problema. And in fact, we're able to produce more because we're at home, diba? Instead of the, let's say, 2-hour traffic, you know, instead of driving or commute, you get to code more. So, yeah, we enjoy it.
Right. No. And just checking or asking, no? So, because you prefer work from home, did this like have a effect on, you know, looking for jobs prior to, like you said, it's part of your negotiation. Siguro now it doesn't affect, no? But what's the difference between pre and during pandemic, no? Did you see a shift in that mindset of remote working?
I think sa akin wala eh, personally, because even before pandemic nga, our company allowed work from home. Like, we have an office in BGC, pero like we don't really go there, especially when we do parang cramming ng mga builds. Right, so I allowed my team to just stay at home kasi I mean, you get to code more at home. So parang sa akin hindi siya ganoon ka nagbago when it comes to work, but I think ang naging effect niya is the exhaustion. I mean, people don't, I mean, diba, they, because they didn't have anything else to do at home, they're now logging like 10-hour work days, and that's really exhausting. So yun yung, I think that's what changed, yung people being exhausted, I think the burnout.
Right, no. Yeah, that's true. I can sense that also sometimes in my own team and even for myself.
Diba?
Given your unique history, you know, like you said, you've been working from home for quite some time. It was part of your negotiation. Maybe you could tell us more about, you know, your journey. Was remote working really from the day one after you graduated? Parang, I really want to work from home, you know, and things like that. Baka you were also considering remote studying, no? Kasi right now, there's a lot universities that have to do remote studying. No? What was your story like? Maybe we can start off from, you know, high school or picking college or picking the course. Did you like IT ever since?
Yes. So I'm from Cagayan de Oro, so I studied in Capital University. And for 8 years, basically, doon ako nag-high school and doon ako nag-college. Yung IT course or yung CS course, I only took it because actually, I didn't know what to take talaga.
Okay.
During enrollment, I just looked at my card nung high school and my highest subject was computer. And I think I got to 98 yung computer subject ko, and I say why not, and I started ano, yun lang yung ano, why I enrolled into ComSci. And then it was fun. I don't know, it just kind of clicked for me when I started coding. I think it was C and then Java, and then ayun, from college, I think, you know, going back to remote, no, I didn't have that ano pa eh. I didn't have that view eh. Kasi as a fresh grad, I think, yeah, that wasn't part of negotiations at all. I was from Cagayan de Oro. I wanted to get a job in Manila, so I had to fly to Manila, diba? So
right.
So yeah, from Cagayan de Oro, I moved here. It was a difficult journey, to be honest. Kasi I don't know if you have that same experience, pero coming from the province, ang hirap mag-apply. I mean, it was JobsDB pa nga before. There were job posts na you can't even apply kasi nakalagay doon preferred applicants.
Really?
Top universities from Metro Manila.
Preferred, so parang, lang 'yun, 'di ba? Preferred lang.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Potentially pwede.
Yeah, but you know, parang
medyo discouraging, no?
Yeah, discouraging siya eh. So it created a lot of insecurities for me and a lot of you know, ang hirap kasi like coming from the province. So, but yeah, I yung parang ang nangyari lang nun is someone gave me a shot, and from there, talagang, you know, building your portfolio, building your career. I started as an IT specialist, and I was so happy kasi as an IT specialist, lahat na hawakan ko from servers to coding to UI UX. And then after nun, when I was looking for other jobs, I don't know when it happened na biglang nag-iwahiwalay na iba na ang UI UX team, iba na ang front end, iba na ang back end, iba na ang sysad team, they call it ano. So parang I was looking for, okay, ano ba yung gusto kong gawin, and I ended up doing I think EDI, Electronic Data Interchange, and then eventually I got into SAP. But I felt like dead end siya kasi it's kind of ano, one vertical lang.
Right.
I remember when I was in HP, now DXC, no, HP, we were doing SAP, na I know how to fix it, the Windows problem. So I fixed it. Pero na-escalate ako kasi hindi daw sa amin yun. SAP lang kami, iba ang Wintel. So from there, that was a very frustrating ano, parang journey na hindi mo pwedeng galawin yung iba. Even with the EDI, I was a tech analyst. May time na walang resource for development, I coded for the project. na-escalate din ako kasi bawal mag-code. So parang that was very frustrating. And then I think I got lucky because I got into cloud. So when you do cloud, you kind of do everything, eh. Diba? It diba encompasses everything. So I think I was lucky na I was with a vendor called Sear Technologies. They were, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first partners of AWS here in the Philippines. And we were doing projects for Globe, Rappler, Sea Oil. So doon ko na nabuild talaga yung portfolio ko na, hey, I get to do different things in cloud, not just the server, but lahat na hawakan ko noon. Even when Globe was starting the big data, parang as vendor na hawakan namin yun. So from there, parang I was at that point na, hey, this is my shot. So I made sure that I'm able to make an impact to the point that Globe kind of hired me internally.
Wow. And is that considered like a pirate, no? Parang as a supplier pag lumipat ka, hindi ba parang ano yun, parang medyo bakit mo pinirate yung tao ko?
Well, it was in good faith naman. Actually, I wasn't really Globe internal. They also just got parang staff augmentation. Uh-huh. So para lang makuha nila full time. So they got me through an agency. Kasi they have agencies, diba?
Right.
So they got me through an agency. So technically yung legal stuff were kind of navigated. Uh-huh. So yun. And then when I was in Globe na, I think that was 2015 or 2014, people were starting to catch on and use AWS. So nung na-realize ko na, oy, dumadami na yung sysad, I wanted to elevate my role. Kasi I started as an engineer naman, I'm not just a sysad. So from there, I started reimagining how it should be done in AWS. So imbis na puro EC2 ang ginagawa, instead of migrating apps, I started cloudifying solutions. So I was part of the innovations group of Globe. So marami kaming like innovative projects there. One of my projects was the Spotify partnership. So yung API initiative ni Globe, we were one of the teams that started it. We used Apigee at that time. So from there talaga, building my portfolio, working on a lot of different projects.
Right.
Ang dami kasing partners ni Globe, 'di ba? Like the free Facebook, the free Viber, lahat 'yun because I was with the cloud team. Nadaanan ko lahat, and one of the proudest projects nga that I have was the Google Globe Bill.
Globe Bill.
You get to buy, I remember sa Clash of Clans yun, you get to buy gems using your Globe Bill or load.
Yes.
And we were the first that did that. So yeah, building that portfolio of innovative projects, that's what boosted, I guess, my career. And after I left Globe, I started my own firm called Zest Technology. Kasi nga, when I left Globe, ang daming opportunities, and I didn't want to just pick one. So I ended up starting my own firm,
right.
And then I became consultant for different companies. SquadX, one of them. I worked with First Pilec and Meralco. There's a startup called Magpie and Checkpoint. So ang dami kong nagawa. The next, I think 4 or 5 years after Globe was just building my portfolio. And eventually, I guess lahat ng yun is what got me into this position right now where I am.
Right. And of course, for my curiosity, and I think our audience will also want to ask, no? So from building a company, now going full-time with Singlife, no? There must have been like a story there, either the offer cannot be refused, maybe you decided to put a new CTO in Zest, no? What's the story there?
No, I think ang naging problem ko dun is I wasn't able to grow Zest as Zest because the clients came, they were kind of looking for me. Na naging super hands-on ako with all of the clients na parang ang nangyayari, I only get to handle 2 or 3 projects at a time.
Right.
Na hindi ko talaga nag-grow as a tech firm yung Zest. And there were a lot of things that I did there. But yung turning point there was my first baby being born, I think back in 2018. Yun yung ano na, I, parang with the startup world kasi, and especially how what I was doing, hindi siya stable eh. I mean, I haven't experienced pa naman yung walang-wala talaga, pero parang nagpanic ako noon na, hey, I need to have a stable stable income. Right. And that's why I explored full-time work.
Right. No.
So I still have a startup actually.
Mm-hmm. Parang it seems to me like you said, no, instead na naging company, naging parang employed to yourself ka lang, no? Parang nangyari dun. Yeah. So hindi mo mapasa yung work, parang you're still bound by the same thing. So it's like an employment pa rin. So might as well check other employment opportunities as well. No?
Exactly, yeah.
And now, siguro, our next question, given all of these very building of portfolio, quite a lot of experience, and now the chief technology officer, what makes you successful in general? No? How do you define your success?
I think yung all the grind that I've done in the past. I remember logging 18-hour days when I was an engineer at SEER. Alam ko there's debate nowadays with kids, no? They hate those things. You know, they don't want to do those, gusto nila like flexi time. I mean, not everyone, no? But parang there's debate for that. Sa akin kasi, I mean, you can still be successful if you don't like be as extreme as me doing 18-hour work days. Pero sa akin, I feel like I somehow fast-tracked my career because of it. I mean, it's 10 years is pretty short. Pero consider the things that I've done in the 10 years that I've been working in the industry. Parang sobrang na-squeeze ko everything that I can get. So I think, I fast-tracked my career. I paid my dues. And it's, I guess, what got me into this position right now.
Right. No. And siguro for our audience, no, just to understand, currently, what are your current passions? Aside from, of course, Singtel, where are you mostly focused on, or what projects do you give your time to?
So yeah, aside from SingLife, I have a startup called Workbean. Hmm. It's a culture company. So I started it with the founders, I think back in parang early 2019. It's a company that kind of brags about culture instead of just bragging about the work benefits and other stuff. Yung basically work where you belong. Yun yung ginagawa namin sa Workbean. And I've been very passionate about it because after Globe, after Zest Technology, I was looking for a company that would kind of where I would fit in. There's a story to it eh. And I felt like before, ako lang yung ganun na, parang there's a certain point in your career na you get to be picky. Of course, you shouldn't be picky in the beginning, pero you get to that point na not to be picky in terms of salary, in terms of what work, but basically where you wanna fit in the culture, diba? Where you belong. So I'm pretty much passionate about helping others, like with Workbean. And in general talaga is the mentorship. So mentoring a lot of young guys. Back in 2015 nga, I sponsored a hackathon in Cagayan de Oro.
Wow.
So yeah, I I think it was my 25th yata birthday. Parang pa-birthday ko sa sarili ko was a hackathon. I sponsored one. So yun, things like that. So I'm very passionate about paying it forward. Kasi, to be honest, I've been so lucky that somebody gave me a chance. So every chance I get now with the younger guys, I want to give them the same opportunity to grow like I did.
Right. No. And sigur, just a few more questions. No? Given your expertise, and like you said, no, right now you are youth, hindi sila masyadong hustle culture, or they want something more parang routine, no? maybe you can give an advice on, you know, how you deal with, you know, certain unexpected events, like, you know, biglang kailangan mo mag 18 hours or parang biglang, you know, something happens, no? What are your,
it happens.
Yeah, how do you deal with that?
Ako personally, I just buckle up and go for the ride. Like I said, diba, I'm from the province. So the journey from Cagayan de Oro to Manila, that was difficult. And parang the point is you trust yourself well enough to get through any adversity. So the point is you bank on yourself. And I guess parang yung inisip ko lagi when I was parang like I said, diba, there's a lot of insecurities. And I keep telling myself, if a graduate from this school can do it, I studied the same language, I studied the same principles, so why can't I do it? So more of, that's how I overcame my parang insecurities na, you know, if it's technically feasible, I should be able to do it. So ganun yung naging view ko there. Like anything that happens, yeah, if there's a wall, like, your back is behind the wall, just break the wall and make opportunities for yourself.
Right. No. So I like that, no? Bank on yourself, you know, really, you know, embrace that change as well. No, I really like that. So maybe for our closing advice, no, you know, just to wrap up these things, siguro the question is how to be you po, no, or or generally your advice, no, to everyone.
I think, yeah, there's no single formula for it. The single advice is pay your dues. Don't be picky, like start small and grow. Not everyone has the same story, guys, kasi everyone has different backgrounds, diba? But there's always somebody out there who's gonna give you a chance. So like when I was starting out, like Dom Danao, Brian Conde, Michelle and Mitch, these guys have given me the opportunities to you know, showcase my skills. So somebody is gonna give you a chance, and when that happens, just prove them right. Yeah, work your ass and prove them right.
Right. No. And I just wanna add there, no, now that a lot of companies have enabled remote working, maybe during our time, mas mahirap pa yung looking for opportunities nationwide. But I think right now, very open na yung nationwide. No? So, you know, you have to factor all of these things now. Yung cost of living, opportunities is now everywhere. Globally pa nga eh. Sometimes it's hard to compete globally na in terms of recruitment na. Kasi global na yung kalaban mo with talent. No? Yeah, to our audience, no, as Zaid has mentioned it, not everyone has a different story. We have a lot of stories. If you look at our channel, there's like 50 people's stories there and more coming, right? So if you have any questions, if you want to do a follow-up, if you want to recommend anyone that I should reach out to, you know, you can always leave it in the comment box. We'll try to get back to you on it. And you know, we interact with you as our audience. No? So before we end, Zaid, do you have any like shout outs or anything that you want to promote?
Yeah, so with Sing Life, we're hiring, guys. So we're hiring full stack engineers. So if you want to join us in disrupting the insurance space, just message us in Sing Life.
Right. And maybe you can also, if you can, no, just give us a spiel of why they should get insurance through Sing Life.
Through Sing Life. Yeah, it's because it's purely digital. You're not going to talk to any agent. I mean, I don't like talking to agents. So like, it's like shopping in Lazada. So get an insurance as if you're just online shopping.
Right. So, parang one click away. Parang it's like that.
Yeah.
Parang cloud lang. Yeah. You want something, one click away. Right. Insurance, one click away. All right. Thank you so much, Zaid. No? And that's it. And thank you everyone also for listening. Bye-bye. And of course, if you like our content, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe button, and notification bell.